Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Absolute pleasure to have Tim Doherty here in the studio. He's the local returning officer for Elections Ontario for the Perth-Wellington riding. Mark down February 27th on your calendar. Tim is here. Tim, it's good to see you.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the opportunity to spread the word about our upcoming provincial election today.
Now, that's right. We are sort of, shall we say, hitting the ground running with this. This is coming up fast. February 27th is election day.
That's correct, Jamie. It's been a bit of a sprint for our staff, but we're getting things organized. We set up our office last week at 107 Erie Street, which is the old NA Engineering building. For some longtime Stratford residents, they might remember it as Eddie's Disco, but that's where we're located right now.
Okay, fair enough. So that's the location of the office. Let's talk about the advance poll. When we have this election that's coming up February 27th, I know this is top of mind for a lot of people. Advance polls, how is it working?
So Jamie, I'll get into advance polls in a minute.
Sure.
But there's really a lot of ways people can vote. The government makes it very easy and provides lots of opportunities. So advance polls will be held February 20, 21, and 22 in various locations around the riding. For us in Stratford right here, it'll be at the Rotary Complex. There's an advance poll at the Pyramid Center, as well as the West Perth Community Center, the Mitchell Arena.
Okay.
There's an advance poll up in Listowel, Arthur, and Mount Forest as well for listeners from the north end of the riding.
Okay, fair enough. But as you mentioned, that's the advance polls, but there's lots of ways that you can exercise your right to vote.
Correct, Jamie. What people don't realize, you can come into our returning office, which I said is 107 Erie, and vote at any time. You bring in your ID, and the staff there can help you vote. You could go over and vote today, Jamie.
Okay, fair enough. So that's another way. And of course, with Election Day coming up for February 27th, you always need volunteers and people to help out.
Absolutely. Well, actually, there are good paying positions available working elections. Anybody who's interested in being a poll clerk, which would be helping out at Elections Day or possibly at the advance polls, can go on to the Elections Ontario website, fill out an application, and our recruiting crew will be in contact with you shortly after completing that application. We actually need approximately 350 people to work Election Day across the riding.
Okay, so how can they get in touch? If they're hearing this, they want to help out.
As I said, the best spot to go is to go right to the Ontario Elections website. Your name gets entered in a database. We can sort through where you live. And as I said, our staff will contact you and see what is the best fit for you and in the best location.
Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Again, we know Election Day is for February 27th. Lots of ways that you can cast your vote, either advance polls or, again, at the office that is all set up right now. Is there anything else that we haven't covered or maybe some other thoughts as we're heading into this Election Day?
A couple other ways to vote that aren't used as often. You can vote by mail, Jamie. You can go online, once again, to Election Ontario website and submit a vote by mail application. The deadline for that is February 21st. And the ballots will come to our local post office. We would collect them. We don't count them until election night, till the polls are closed, but you have that opportunity to vote by mail. And for citizens that have a difficulty getting out to vote based on various limitations, there is a vote at home that can be used if you meet certain criteria, and staff will actually come and make a home visit and help you mark your X.
Okay. Now, are they still mailing out the information on where to vote? Is that still expected?
Yes.
In the mail, even though it's kind of almost a crunch time, if you will?
Well, thanks for asking. Once again, by February 21st, you should have received what we call a VIC card, the voter information card, and that's what you bring with you to your polling station on Election Day, along with another piece of ID. So those are to be mailed and received around the same time that advance polls occur.
Okay, but again, if that doesn't arrive in the mail in time, maybe for the advance poll, as long as you have your identification and whatnot, please, you can still vote.
Correct. As long as you have ID and you present it to what we call our polling clerks, you will still be allowed to vote. It might be a bit of a runaround. You might think that you're voting at the same location that you've always voted. There have been a few changes in voting locations, so your VIC card tells you where to vote. But by all means, Jamie, if you show up somewhere with your ID, even if that's not the place you're supposed to vote, our poll workers will direct you to your voting location. On election day, you must vote at the location assigned to you on your VIC card. Prior to that, advance polls or coming into our office on Erie Street.
Okay, some great information here with Tim Doherty, a local returning officer with Elections Ontario for Perth Wellington. The day is February 27th, but as we mentioned, you can also take advantage of the advance poll dates. And let's remind folks again for the office that's all set up, that address.
107 Erie Street, the former NA Engineering building behind the Stratford Hotel, and as I mentioned before, the old home of Eddie's Disco.
Maybe we'll get our disco outfits on for something like that. Tim, is there anything else, or just, again, you can always go to the website, too?
I guess what I'd say, every citizen in Ontario that's of legal voting age has the ability to play a role in the selection of our next government, and I would encourage everybody to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Well said. Tim Doherty, thanks so much for all of the information, Tim. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jamie.